Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
The most important responsibility any father has is to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and to be a godly example to his family. No greater shame can come to any man than to have his children say, "My father failed me. He never told me about the Lord Jesus Christ."
Do you fervently desire to do God's will? Is your heart cry like that of David when he said, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God"? Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Glad Tidings program with Dr. J. Allen Blair. I'm Ed Phillips, and following some choice music, we'll dig into God's Word with Dr. Blair and gain greater insight into God's will for our lives as we walk with Him.
Praise the Spirit of grace.
Several brothers who were well-known Christian businessmen gave a dinner in honor of their aged father. The father sat at the head of the table and beamed with joy as he looked upon his sons. After the sumptuous dinner, the oldest son went to his father quietly and said, "Dad, you have been a wonderful father to me. Your Christian character has deeply influenced my life and caused me to love and serve our great Savior. I owe everything to you, Dad." Then each of the sons went to the father and spoke endearing words of love and appreciation for the fact that he had led them in the way of the Lord. At just about midnight that same night, the father was stricken with an illness, and in a matter of minutes went into the presence of the Lord he loved. To be sure, his sons were ever grateful that they had arranged the dinner in honor of their wonderful father, and that they expressed their appreciation to him. But they were even more grateful for a father who not only told them about the Lord, but who was all through his life a living example of what the Lord Jesus Christ was like. Now, a father may leave his family an inheritance of thousands or even millions of dollars, but there is no greater inheritance than that of the example of a holy life patterned after our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago, there appeared in the Christian Victory magazine 10 commandments for fathers. I want to read them to you. 1, you shall be the husband of one wife, and you shall cleave unto her until death do you part. 2, you shall take your place as the head of your family, and be the spiritual leader and teacher as well as the breadwinner. 3, you shall love your wife and your children even as your own flesh. 4, you shall correct and discipline your children when necessary, but be careful that you train them by example as well as by precept. 5, you shall not discourage your children by unfairness or unjustifiable wrath. 6, you shall be a faithful father to your children and provide for them and protect them from danger and harm, moral and spiritual, as well as physical. 7, as a father, you shall comfort your children. 8, you shall turn your heart toward your children and be a companion to them. 9, you shall leave an inheritance for your children, remembering that the best inheritance that you can leave is your own good name and the remembrance of your godly walk and of your prayers. 10, you shall make sure of the salvation of your own soul, and you shall seek to win all your children to Christ, that your family circle might be unbroken in heaven, lest you beget children into the physical world that shall be lost in the world to come. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if every father would have these 10 commandments posted in his den or in his office or wherever he could have access to them and read them daily? I have not given you the scripture passages, but every one of these 10 commandments, in essence, is taken from the Word of God. We as men have a high calling from God. So few of us are really standing up for the Lord these days. This is one reason why many young people are running wild, frustrated, unhappy, without real peace. If you are a father, I beseech you to make certain that your heart is right with God. If it is not, take Christ into your life. Claim Him as your Savior and Lord, and then follow Him day by day. Read His Word and spend time in prayer. Exercise Christian principles in your home. Be careful how you talk. Watch your actions. Beware of anger. In other words, let the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ shine through your life. Dr. Norman MacLeod relates the following. "I never shall forget the impression made upon me during the first year of my ministry by a mechanic whom I had visited and on whom I urged the paramount duty of family prayer. One day he entered my study and burst into tears as he said, 'You remember my girl, sir? She was my only child. She died suddenly this morning. She has gone, I hope to God. If so, she can tell him what now breaks my heart that she never heard a prayer in her father's house, nor from her father's lips. Oh, that she were with me but for one more day! I am sure you can realize the sorrow of this man's heart. Think of it. His daughter never heard a word of prayer from his lips. Well, this is not uncommon, is it? I believe this example of a prayerless father could be multiplied in our own day thousands and thousands of times. What a poor job some fathers are doing by failing to provide spiritual training and a spiritual influence for their children. I read in Isaiah 38:19 that the father to the children shall make known God's truth. How can a father make God's truth known to his children unless he knows it himself? He ought to read the Word of God and practice righteousness and do all that exalts Jesus Christ. Then and only then can he be a good father and a good husband. For him to try a substandard for his wife and children, which he does not follow himself, would make him a hypocrite. The Bible says, train up a child in the way in which he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The father is to train up his child in the way he should go. But he must be sure that he is going that way himself if he expects to do the job properly. He should walk with the Lord and do God's will. He should be faithful in church attendance at a church where he will be strengthened in the Word of God. He should supervise and direct worship in the home, reading from the Word and praying with his family. No man can do this unless he has a real heart experience with the Lord. Maybe the years have slipped by rapidly, and as far as giving spiritual training in your home is concerned, you've failed as a father. What can you do about it? Get right with God at this very moment. Get on your knees and tell God about your failure. And then claim Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And from this time on, do the job as it should have been done long ago. You have wasted much time, but don't waste any more. God will forgive you. Christ will save you, if only you will let him do it. So I encourage you, wherever you are, just to bow your head before the Lord and say, Jesus, I know I've sinned against you. I know I've failed along the way. But Lord, right now I mean business. And I come to you by faith, and I trust you as my Savior and Lord. Help me to do a good job in my home. May I be a holy example to my children. I pray this in the Savior's name. God will hear you, dear friend. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. Father, I thank you for your great love. Many of us have failed miserably in the rearing of our families, but we thank you for your forgiving grace. I pray that fathers listening who need you may call upon Christ for salvation and experience this marvelous grace at this moment. For I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
God wants his very best for your life, and that means walking in his will. Taking the attitude of the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 12, is vital. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. You have been listening to the straightforward, practical Bible teaching of Dr. J. Allen Blair on Glad Tidings, a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. If the Lord has used Glad Tidings in your life, we would love to know about it. Our address is BBN, Box 7300, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28241. I'm Ed Phillips. Thank you for listening, and listen again at this very same time for Glad Tidings with your Bible teacher, Dr. J. Allen Blair. Have a blessed day.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.